So may I speak in the name of the living God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I don't think that I'm alone, in that when I was younger, my grandparents had an idea that I would be a doctor. Sadly, a dislike of everything gruesome and a general squeamishness got in the way of that. So now my illegible handwriting is put to even better use in the classroom. There is this common myth that goes around that doctors have illegible handwriting. But we also know that being a doctor is one of those professions that requires a lot more than that. It's not just about getting good results in sciences and getting a good degree in medicine. It's one of those careers that really requires a vocation. It's not something you can be persuaded into. The vocation really needs to be there. And we talk a lot about vocation in the context of the sacred priesthood, about being called to be ordained. But the truth is that we all have a vocation. And what we do here at St. Botolph's on a Sunday morning is about equipping you to go out to be God's people in the world, not just here in the sanctuary or here in the pews, but in the workplace and in our everyday lives. And by the baptism in which we all share, we are all entrusted with a mission to go out, to proclaim, for our whole lives to be lives of service and praise and worship to the glory of Almighty God. And in the Reformation, there was a real stress of this idea of priesthood of all believers. And that doesn't mean that we can all march up into the sanctuary and take over from Father Stephen up at the altar, especially not during COVID times. But what it does mean is that we are all called and all entrusted to share in this mission of praise, of evangelism, of proclamation. And St. Luke gives us a good opportunity to reflect on this theme of vocation, of calling. And we heard in our collect this morning something of the threefold vocation of St. Luke: to be an apostle, to be an evangelist, and to be a healer. And the point of the saints, if you like, is that we are to be inspired by them. We are to emulate their good examples. And so my question to you this morning that I'm going to set out to you here is, what does it look like for us to emulate and to replicate that threefold vocation? What does being an apostle, being an evangelist, and being a healer mean for us? St. Luke's calling as an apostle is summed up very neatly in our reading from the second epistle to Timothy this morning. Paul's last words, his parting message to his friend and his partner in the gospel, Timothy. Timothy accompanied Paul on his journeys before leaving him to go up to Ephesus to be bishop in that city. And St. Paul talks about himself as being a drink offering, being a libation. And he uses the same language in his letter to the Philippians. This drink offering, this oblation, comes at the end of a sacrifice. St. Paul is at the end of his days, reflecting on his ministry. And I think that what he writes of himself could easily apply to St. Luke. St. Paul uses the language of having fought a good fight, having been a soldier for Christ. And this militaristic language has become unpopular in certain spheres of the church. But I think that it is something to be embraced. We hear of Paul's struggles, how he's left his cloak and his books at Troas, most likely because he's been arrested nearby. He suffered great harm from Alexander the metal worker. And there's this nice myth, this nice story that exists, that being a Christian is easy. We think of verses like, "Take my yoke upon me, my burden is light." We think that by becoming a Christian, suddenly all of our problems are solved and we have nothing more to worry about. We can cast care aside, we can lean on our guide, as the hymn puts it. But this epistle reading this morning is a reminder that the Christian life contains just as many trials and tribulations and battles. We are sent out, the gospel says this morning, as sheep among wolves. And as the Greek word at the heart of the word apostle makes clear, it isn't an easy task. It's about being sent out, often into danger, often to face death and martyrdom. And St. Luke seems to grasp that. There's this lovely line in the epistle, "Only Luke is with me." Luke is in it for the long run. Others seem to have been overwhelmed by how difficult the task is, but Luke sticks with it, remembers his vocation, and stays faithful to Paul and to the Christian mission. And it's worth reminding ourselves that for many Christians around the world, persecution is still a reality. When I was in Vienna, serving at the Anglican Church in that city, one of the charities we supported there was called Open Doors. And this is a charity that was founded by Brother Andrew. He wrote a very good book called God's Smuggler, all about his missions and journeys, taking Bibles into the heart of Soviet atheistic Russia in the 1950s, placing himself into a great deal of danger. And this continues. And it's worth being mindful that the task of being an apostle continues to be a dangerous and a difficult one. And so now on to the second vocation of St. Luke, to be an evangelist. And at the heart of this word, the heart of this Greek word, is the word good news. And at the heart of that good news is a gospel of proclamation of healing. In our gospel reading, we heard that there were 70 sent out. And this number 70 is an interesting one in Scripture. The number 7 and any cognates of the number 7 are to do with completeness and wholeness. This is a gospel of completeness, of healing, of wholeness, of bringing healing and wholeness to the life of the world. And last time I was here, I was preaching on the parable of the banquet. That great banquet where the slave goes out and invites the lame, the poor, anybody he could find on the streets to come and share in this banquet. This is about being enfolded. This is about being brought into a family, being brought, incorporated into the household of faith, being made whole as a community. This is the gospel of transformation. And we think of the great song, the Magnificat, that we find in the Gospel of St. Luke, about lifting up the lowly, of putting down the mighty from their seats. The message of the gospel that St. Luke is so passionate to share and to record is one of inclusivity, is one of love, is one of community, is one of deep and radical change. It's St. Luke also who records Jesus reading in the synagogue as a young man in Nazareth. with those famous words, "Today the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." And what is the scripture? About proclaiming good news, about proclaiming liberty to the captives, about proclaiming freedom, about recovering sight for the blind. And in all of these things, the link between healing and proclamation is made clear. And evangelism is all about inviting people to come and share and to participate in that radical mission of love. And we can think that evangelism is just for a select group of individuals. There are people called evangelicals in the church. It's their domain. They can deal with all of the evangelism. They can be the ones who go and tell people about Christ and about God's love for the world. But yet we have this plea in the gospel reading that the harvest is plentiful and yet the workers are few. And so it's a task for all Christians to go out and to proclaim. And lastly, on to Luke's third vocation, that of being a healer. And we find in Luke's Gospel the lovely verse that those who are well have no need of a physician. And Jesus is the physician who brings healing and cure to our souls. Our souls that are wearied by the chances and changes of this fleeting world, as those of you who have been attending conference services via Zoom will know very well. Healing someone is about setting them free, from pain, about restoring them to wholeness of life. The gospel is also about healing, about setting people free from sin, about making their lives whole and complete. And so if at the start we were tempted to separate these three vocations of apostle, of evangelist, and of healer into three distinct boxes, we see that actually they are one and the same. But at the heart of everything is about proclaiming freedom. And so where does that leave us? Well, I think it says something about how we need to use our God-given gifts. We need to reflect and ask, what is our vocation? Who and what is God calling us to be this day? About recognizing that we all have a vocation. And that remembering that proclamation of the gospel to the world happens just as much through healings, through transforming lives, as it does by proclaiming the word. And you may be sitting there this morning thinking, well, that's all well and good. Luke has these gifts. Luke can be an apostle, an evangelist, and a healer. But what if I don't have those gifts and those ministries? But yet, remember earlier on I mentioned that by our baptism into one body, we are all entrusted with a vocation. And being part of that body, being part of that universal church, means that if there's a particular gift that I don't have, then I know that I'm part of a family, part of a universal church, where there are plenty of others who do have those gifts. And being part of that family means we can share and rejoice in one another's gifts and ministries. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.